Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, Amia. This is Tom Way. I got charged by your company. I filled a survey out for Amazon. It turns out you guys are the ones that charged me. But there was three charges from you guys, and one of them I didn't approve. Is there any way to find out what's going on?
Okay, so I definitely understand your concern, and I'll be more than happy to assist. One brief moment. And that zip code, please.
98072.
And that first and last name?
First name, Tom. Last name is spelled W-E-H-E.
Okay. Okay. 98072.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Tom Wee. All righty, Mr. Tom. So I do see that name within the system. If you can confirm that billing address for me, I'll be more than happy to go into detail.
Yep. 13338 186th Avenue Northeast, Woodinville, Washington, 98072.
Okay, so I do see that there was a purchase that was made yesterday on the 19th for a focus pod for the ear pods for the shipping and handling charge of $5.97. It was a product that you get to test out for a 14-day trial period for free, and along with that came the $18.94 warranty. What seems to be the problem today?
Oh, it was the warranty, so... I didn't realize I asked for the warranty, which I didn't.
All righty. So, let's see. If it hasn't shipped out, I can possibly get it reissued up for, like, reimbursed for you.
Okay. Now, you mentioned there's a 14-day free look. Does that mean if I don't return them, you're going to charge me?
No. If you don't cancel by the 1st or before the 1st of May, then you will be charged the $64.97 that will be applied to the account. However, if you cancel, like, the day before the 1st, then you will be able to keep the product for free.
Okay. And how do I – and what number – do I call this number to cancel?
Yes. You will call this number back.
Okay. Because I certainly didn't see that in any of the paperwork where there was a – if you don't return them by – it was supposed to be a free gift.
Yes, it's free for only 14 days.
Well, guess what? I'm going to call my bank and tell them to cancel these charges. I do not want them. You can cancel everything there. That
okay,
was
sir,
really fraudulent.
No, it wasn't anything fraudulent. All you had to do was click on the terms, condition, and also, sir, you're giving us
a
call.
Well, I missed it. And that's fine. I'm going to go ahead and cancel it.
Okay, now we do have a 35% discount that will, be placed on the account.
No. I don't play games like that. I'm sorry. It just seems like stuff was hidden and I didn't see it. My fault for not reading the fine print. I'm just letting you know I'm canceling my order on your end. I'm also going to call my bank and tell them not to approve those charges.
Now, by disputing those charges or anything, what's going to happen is your bank or your credit card company will contact us. We will provide them those terms, conditions, along with the tracking number showing charges are legal and valid.
Yeah, and I'm going to call them directly, and I've got a good relationship with my bank.
That's great, sir, but these charges are valid.